Hello and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for autumn 2023 and is presented to you by readers Jenny, Margaret, Claire and sound engineer Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. The stories in this issue are themed around the key areas where we are making a positive difference to people's lives. Topics include the following: protecting our environment, maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that is valued and which can allow residents, visitors and nature to flourish, enabling a healthier Eastleigh. We want all residents and visits to the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives, and so we're focused on improving health and well-being and reducing socio-economic and health inequality. Creating homes and communities. To help support a buoyant housing market, we're delivering high-quality homes of all tenures to provide opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet the diverse needs of residents. We're also co-creating communities alongside housing development by delivering infrastructure, employment, leisure and open spaces. Shaping places. Creating and enhancing places where residents and businesses can thrive. It's about ensuring that our neighbourhoods, buildings and spaces work well for everyone and that our places are attractive, vibrant, distinctive and safe.
First electric waste lorries in Hampshire. Saving carbon, protecting our environment. Eastleigh Borough has launched the first fully electric refuse collection lorries in Hampshire as the Council continues to work towards reducing air pollution and use of diesel fuel. Its introduction is part of the Council's work to reduce its carbon emissions and move towards net zero emissions. The use of battery-powered Electra E-Star refuse collection trucks is playing an ever more important role, and the new zero-emissions lorry will collect between 15 to 20 tonnes of waste from around 1,000 pins every day. It will only require a single overnight charge to complete its daily round, costing around £10 to £12, which is a fraction of the diesel cost for a traditional vehicle. Cabinet Lead for Environment, Councillor Rupert Curl, said, "We're really excited as this is the first of three electric refuse vehicles to start operating in Hampshire. As a council, our refuse collection fleet is one of the biggest sources of emissions, so to start to switch from diesel refuse collection vehicles to electric is a great way to reduce our emissions. Traditional bin lorries have a low mileage but a high fuel consumption and operate every day in all our towns and villages. So this all-electric lorry is an exciting development as it's significantly cheaper to operate and is much more environmentally friendly." He added, "This work is all part of the Council's Climate Energy Action Plan, which sets out how the Council will reduce carbon emissions within its own operations and help local residents, businesses and organisations to reduce their carbon footprint too. From investing to electric refuse collection vehicles, working to improve the energy efficiency with council buildings and increasing tree planting within the borough, we are progressing to a number of major projects to help reduce carbon emissions within our own work and across the borough over the coming months and years. A new play area for Itchen Valley. A new play area opens at Itchen Valley Country Park in September. as part of an exciting transformation of the popular green space. The improvements include a new play trail, a visitor hub, an outdoor events and eating area, and better trails, barbecue and picnic areas. The improved facilities will also provide greater accessibility with a changing places room for disabled users, as well as the additional toilets and upgraded car parking.
New green space proposed for Stoke Park Farm. The council has approved proposals for the next stage of the creation of a new 103 hectares of green space on existing farmland at Stoke Park Farm, Bishopstoke, to guarantee its long-term protection from development. Local residents gave their views on the future uses of the land. Cabinet has now approved proposals that will see the land used for a variety of initiatives to enhance the environment by changing the land from conventional agriculture that not only helps to reduce the amount of nutrients that end up in our rivers and the Solent, but also increases the biodiversity of the area. The proposals that will be subject to planning permission will include a suitable alternative natural green space, known as SANG, that will provide land for local residents to enjoy. By investing in a SANG within the borough, the council is encouraging residents to travel shorter distances for recreation and therefore reducing pollution. The proposals also include additional amenities with a focus on not displacing or disturbing wildlife, together with management of the land to promote, protect, restore and enhance the natural environment. There would also be the creation of habitats to benefit plants and animals, such as great crested newts, a protected species, working with the Newt Conservation Partnership. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "This is a long-term commitment for the council, and our long-term ownership and protection of this land from development means we can work towards a more sustainable future for our local community." He added, "Taking this land out of farming helps us to not only protect our rivers and coastal areas, but also create a new site for local people and create improved habitats for wildlife to enjoy. The council will now further explore a range of opportunities for additional environmental and community benefits."
Award scheme urges schools to become clean air aware. A new award scheme for schools in Eastleigh Borough that aims to reduce pollution and encourage parents and children to travel more sustainably is launched in September. Schools that demonstrate their commitment to improving air quality in their area will be recognised with an Eastleigh Clean Air Aware Award. Working with Sustrains, the charity making it easier for everyone to walk, wheel and cycle, the students will take part in different activities to learn about the effects of poor air quality and find ways to promote more sustainable forms of transport on the school run. Children are particularly vulnerable to the effects of air pollution, as their bodies are still developing, and the increased volume of traffic around schools at pick-up and drop-off time has been shown to increase concentrations of harmful pollutants, particularly when vehicles are idling. School heads and pupils will learn more about the award scheme early in the autumn term, and an official launch is planned to take place at Toynbee School in Chandler's Ford. Itchen Valley and Lakeside Country Parks scoop green flags. The two country parks operated by Eastleigh Borough Council have scooped green flags in the Keep Britain Tidy Charities International Awards Scheme. Lakeside Country Park, south of Eastleigh Town Centre, has won its third green flag, whilst Itchen Valley Country Park in West End is well into its second decade of success in the awards scheme. The Keep Britain Tidy Green Flag Award is a mark of quality, reflecting excellent facilities and high standards of maintenance. Itchen Valley Country Park is currently undergoing a major programme of improvements. Work started last month on a project to bring new play facilities, community buildings, covered outdoor seating for the popular cafe, accessible changing place facilities, and better barbecue and picnic areas. Since 2016, improvements to Lakeside Country Park, which was created on restored gravel works, have included the opening of an award-winning community building for users of the lakes and wider park, and the creation of new trails designed in partnership with the community. Keep Britain Tidy say that the value of parks and green spaces has never been more important, as they provide a sanctuary for communities to engage with nature, improve their physical and mental health, play and come together. That's why it's important that parks are managed to the Green Flag Award standard, which recognises and rewards well-managed parks and green spaces. To find out more, easley.gov.uk/country-parks-and-open-spaces.
Coffee pod recycling proves a big hit. The council, in partnership with Podback, is the only council in Hampshire to recycle coffee, tea and hot chocolate pods. The council is working with Podback to provide this new free recycling service, helping residents to recycle their coffee, tea and hot chocolate pods at home. The council started collecting pods at the end of March, and since then we have already collected 7.6 tonnes of pods, collected 500,000 actual pods, 3,000 customers have signed up. Podback have stated that our recycling of pods is going really well, and we have one of the highest tonnages and largest number of sign-ups in the first few months of participating councils across the country. Cabinet Lead for Environment, Councillor Rupert Curl, said, "We are really pleased to be working with Podback to open up this new curbside recycling opportunity for our residents. It's great that so many residents have already started to recycle their pods. I encourage all residents to sign up to this free recycling service." Podback is a nationwide not-for-profit coffee pod recycling service created by the biggest names in coffee pod systems, Nespresso, Nescafe Dolce Gusto and Tassimo, to give people who enjoy the quality and taste of coffee pods simple and easy ways to recycle them. To sign up, visit podback.org.
How to dispose of vapes safely. The message to residents is do not place vapes in your curbside bins, following a fire in one of our bin lorries caused by discarded vapes, according to the firefighters who attended the scene. The incident highlights the fact that vapes or e-cigarettes should not be placed in any of your curbside bins, as they contain batteries and the items cannot be recycled through Hampshire facilities. Residents should check the manufacturer's recommendation for disposal and whether the retailer offers a take-back scheme to recycle the item. If not, you should remove the battery safely, if able to do so, and place in a clear bag on top of your glass recycling box to be recycled. Take the remainder of the vape to a small waste electrical and electronic equipment, shortened to WEEE, outlet, or place in your domestic waste bin. Do not take disposable vapes apart or attempt to remove the batteries from disposable vapes. If you are unable to remove the battery, then take the whole item to a small WEEE recycling location, such as the Household Waste Recycling Centre. Do not place the item in your domestic waste bin. New 44 minibus service launches. A new minibus service has launched, providing a convenient and affordable way to travel between Eastleigh and Chandler's Ford, as well as Hiltingbury, Fryern and Velmore. The number 44 service is run by Community First and offers 9 daily Monday to Friday round trips. It also runs a morning and afternoon peak time service linking to Velmore when the Blue Star 23 is not operating. Adult fares cost between £2.50 and £5, child fares between £1 and £3.50. The service will run for 1 year to review passenger usage with an option to extend the contract. Funding for this service has been provided by Hampshire County Council in partnership with Chandler's Ford Parish Council, who received a grant from Eastleigh Borough Council.
Recycle right. Make sure you put the right item in your green recycling bin. Yes, please, to paper, cardboard, plastic bottles, drink cans, food tins, and empty aerosols. No thanks to plastic pots, tubs and trays are made up of a different type of plastic that cannot be recycled. Please do not put any of these items in your green recycling bin. Drinks cartons, Tetra Paks, carrier bags, black bags, tin foil, polystyrene, plastic packaging, pots, tubs and trays, shredded paper and wrapping paper. Council approves walking and cycling plan. The Council's Cabinet has approved a walking and cycling strategy that aims to increase levels of active travel in Eastleigh. The Walking and Cycling Strategy 2023 to 2030 supports the Council's response to the Climate Change and Environmental Emergency Declaration and will encourage and promote active travel, reducing congestion and associated air pollution that will have many benefits for the climate. 82% of respondents were in support of the vision, and 68% of respondents thought more space should be given over to walking and cycling, even if it means less space for motor traffic. It was produced following an extensive consultation with local people, businesses and organisations that aimed to identify how safe and what barriers there are to walking and cycling in Eastleigh, together with what extent people supported the objectives set out in the draft strategy. The five most popular measures that would help people to cycle more were more traffic-free cycle routes, 68% support, more physical separation from traffic, 68% support, more signposted routes, 38% support, better links with public transport, 23% support, and access to an electric bike, 15% support. The five most popular measures that would help people to walk more were fewer cars parked on the pavements, 52% support, wider pavements, 33% support, more road crossings, 32% support, nicer places to stop and rest, 32% support, better accessibility, 21% support. To find out more, eastleigh.gov.uk/parking-travel-and-roads/cycling-and-walking.
Energy efficiency upgrade available. Residents who do not have gas central heating can receive energy efficiency upgrades to improve their homes and save money on energy bills. Thanks to £41.4 million in funding awarded to a regional consortium that includes Eastleigh Borough Council. The money will go towards improvements such as insulation, air source heat pumps, solar panels and heating controls to save households between £220 and £400 a year on energy bills. Eligible homes who can receive support are those that are on low income, who don't use gas to heat their homes and have an Energy Performance Certificate, EPC, or D, or E, or F, or G. The funding is available under the second phase of the Home Upgrade Grant, HUG2, a government scheme to improve the energy efficiency of vulnerable and low-income homes. The consortium is led by Portsmouth City Council. Find out more at warmerhomes.org.uk or call free phone 0800 0385 737. New bat habitats on One Horton Heath. As part of the continuing habitat work on the One Horton Heath project, two new bat roosts are being completed. The structures are designed to provide sizeable roosting sites for the night flying mammals. Recently monitored by our ecologists, the bat house located at Chalcroft Farm has shown the bat colony has had a successful breeding season. All bats are legally protected in the UK. New community viewing point. Visitors can see progress on the One Horton Heath project and enjoy views across the Allington Lane open space with construction of a new public viewing point. In early autumn, the site will be an ideal location to watch the construction team lift bridge sections into place for an important new crossing across Quabley Stream. The project team and supply chain partners will also be using the viewing point for on-site educational learning. Water monitoring. The One Horton Heath project team has been working closely with specialists at Enishaw to monitor groundwater on-site. The year-long field monitoring scheme got underway in February and includes sampling the groundwater at points across the site. This is one of the ways the design and construction teams ensure they protect the environment. Find out more on onehortonheath.co.uk.
Join our garden waste scheme for 6 months. Don't waste time and fuel booking a trip to the tip. Join over 23,000 other borough households and sign up to our garden waste scheme. Have your garden waste collected every fortnight from your curbside and avoid the queues at the tip for a half-yearly fee of just £35 from the 1st of October 2023 to the 31st of March 2024. Benefits include saves you time and is more convenient, no more mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle, collected fortnightly from your curbside, no more booking or queuing at your local tip, and the wheeled bin is easy to manoeuvre around your garden. Sign up at eastleigh.gov.uk/garden waste, and garden waste is one word.
Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. Eastleigh Active provided lots of fun this summer. The council's popular annual Eastleigh Active programme for 5 to 16 year olds took place over August to provide opportunities to experience new activities, make new friends and have fun. 90 sessions of 13 different activities were held across 4 weeks, with over 1,250 children and 1,000 attendees registering for free swimming at the three pools across the borough. Eastleigh Active is funded by the Borough Council's Sport Works, as well as the local area committees, parish and town councils, and supported by a broad range of partners, including sports club, activity providers and venues. This enabled activities to be provided at reduced rates, with further concessions available too. Free swimming and our two skate jams were also a huge success. A new play trail for Itchen Valley. Local sculptor creates new play features along the park's play trail. Romsey-based sculptor Andy Frost has designed 5 new play areas for Itchen Valley. Children can enjoy play equipment inspired by the park's wildlife, including dragonfly balancing beams, a frog slide and a woodpecker tower. Kingfisher Play Area opens. Local children have been enjoying a new play area located on the open space area on Le Maréchal Avenue, opposite Hollowbred Gardens on Kingfisher Park, Burselden. The play area has been constructed of green and yellow coloured steel, and it's anticipated that it will be used by children up to 11 years of age. It includes two multi-play units, a 2.4-metre climber, a seesaw, swings, ladders and a roundabout. Chair of Burselden Hamble and Hound Area Committee, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "We're delighted to invest in these new facilities for this area. This new play area will, for the first time, provide local children with a range of play equipment in a safe environment, which also encourages them to keep active."
Skate Jam marked the opening of New Free Space Skate Park. The New Free Space Skate Park at Chandler's Ford has now opened following an extensive refurbishment to provide local youngsters with a chance to enjoy the exciting new ramp layout. Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Nick Caldrey, officially opened this new facility, and special thanks to Team Extreme, who provided a jaw-dropping demonstration of riding, scooting and skating. Free Space Skate Park was closed following a severe vandalism incident that resulted in the majority of the ramps being removed. Local youngsters have helped design the new facility as part of an extensive consultation that has resulted in an exciting new design for them to enjoy. The council invested £150,000 in the refurbishment of Free Space, together with the £75,000 from the Veolia Environmental Trust. Chair of Eastleigh Area Committee, Councillor Alex Bourne, said, "We are delighted that the new Free Space Skate Park is now ready to open. We ensured that local young people were involved in the design of this new skate park, and it's fantastic that their thoughts and ideas have now become a reality." Hampshire Sports Club Conference. The council is staging the Hampshire Sports Club Conference that will focus on the latest and most relevant information to help local sports clubs in Hampshire become more sustainable and inclusive. It will be held on Wednesday the 22nd of November between 6 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn, Passfield Avenue, Eastleigh. If you're interested in attending the event, please email sportsworks@eastleigh.gov.uk to receive the latest information.
Eastleigh COVID-19 Community Recovery Grant. The Council is launching the Eastleigh COVID-19 Community Recovery Grant that will provide local community groups and organisations with the chance to apply for funding to help local people who are still recovering from the mental and physical effects of COVID. The borough-wide scheme offers grants of up to £10,000, and priority will be given to groups that support activities that support the health and well-being of vulnerable people and those who are shielding and or self-isolating, organisations that support individuals experiencing hardship caused by the pandemic, organisations that support mental health, bereavement and emotional needs arising from the pandemic, and mental and physical health support for young people and adults, including mobility and long COVID. Who can apply? The fund is open to any non-profit-making community groups, voluntary organisations, trusts, friendly societies, social enterprises and community interest companies in the borough. They can provide a service directly, offer advice or information, or promote self-help and must have a wide community benefit and be open to anyone. Applications for funding can be made from the 18th of September 2023 until the 1st of March 2024, or until the grant funding is fully allocated, whichever comes first. There will be monthly reviews to ensure funds can be allocated to successful applicants as quickly as possible. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/COVID-recovery-grant.
One Horton Heath latest update. One Horton Heath delivers apprenticeship opportunity. The Council's exciting One Horton Heath project is helping young people into employment. 18-year-old Josh Finlay has joined Winchester-based property and construction consultants Ridge as an apprentice civil engineering technician after coming to the end of his 18-month T-level placement with the One Horton Heath project team. Since 2021, One Horton Heath has been ensuring that there are pathways in place for young people to gain skills and employment in the workplace through the development's own team or wider supply chain. Josh's apprenticeship is the first career success story for the scheme. Lee Hampton, Employment and Skills Manager for One Horton Heath, said, "We're delighted for Josh. Inspiring young people through our One Horton Heath placements allows young people real-life work experience and a career route into industry. The development will bring lots of employment opportunities into the area over its lifetime, and we want local young people to have the skills and knowledge to succeed in local job roles." Josh will be continuing his studies at Ridge, starting his HNC Level 4 course in September. His apprenticeship role also means that he'll continue to work on the development, joining the Ridge team who are delivering civil and structural engineering services on the development's first residential parcel. Martin Grant, associate at Ridge and Partners LLP, said, "The T-level experience that Josh gained on the scheme and a two-week placement at our offices last summer has provided him with a fantastic route into the industry, further offering him the option to carry on down the technician or engineering route. We're excited to be welcoming him into the team at Ridge." Josh said, "I'm so glad to be starting the apprenticeship and looking forward to being back on site at One Horton Heath in the near future." Sustainable energy supply progresses. The Council has approved funding to develop a sustainable energy network that will provide a hot water and heating supply for the first new homes at Lower Acre on the One Horton Heath development. The funding will enable the construction, installation and ongoing management of a private heating network on land owned by the Council at One Horton Heath, and that will remove the need to use fossil fuels on the new development. The proposal will enable the installation of ground source heat pumps to supply heat and hot water to the homes on the first residential parcel of the One Horton Heath development. The project will be funded by borrowing, repaid by income through a charge to users of the network. Council leader Councillor Keith House said, "The Council's aim is to enable and encourage green and sustainable lifestyles for all. Investing in sustainable energy and making our homes greener is a major part of the transition to net zero. New build homes need to be sustainable, and technologies such as ground source heat pumps enable us to be able to remove the need for fossil fuels on One Horton Heath." Find out more and keep up to date on the development. Visit onehortonheath.co.uk or email onehortonheath@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Creating homes and communities. Council launches new public art strategy. The Council has launched its exciting new public art strategy for 2023 to 2028. Public art forms an integral part of our commitment to the creation of high-quality, sustainable places throughout the borough. This strategy outlines a vision to engage communities and bring about a renewed sense of pride, ownership and sense of place through public art. Future public art projects will provide a sustainable, innovative and distinctive programme which builds on the wide range of public art across the borough that celebrates and reflects the rich and diverse culture, heritage and biodiversity of the area. Cabinet Lead for Health, Councillor Tony Craig, said, "We already have some great public art across the borough, and this strategy covering the next 5 years encourages greater participation in cultural activity and provides better access for our communities to cultural assets. We know that public art and the processes of creating public art have a positive impact on the physical environment and health and well-being of people that live, work and visit our borough." Former post office site renamed as Postmark Place. The former post office and sorting office at the High Street Eastleigh has been renamed as Postmark Place to reflect the history of the site as part of its transformation into residential and commercial property. The site is owned by the council and is part of an ongoing process to regenerate the town centre. Two new buildings will include commercial space on the ground floor of both buildings, including the frontage onto the High Street. The scheme, which will also provide improved links between High Street and Market Street. They will also provide town centre residential rented accommodation on the upper floors in both buildings. In total, it is proposed there will be 10 one-bedroom flats and 18 two-bedroom flats across the two buildings. All the flats will be available for rent, with 10 of them provided for social rent. It is planned that the first homes will be ready for occupation in autumn 2024. Local Plan Review. Work has started on the review of the Eastleigh Borough Local Plan 2016 to 2036. This review will guide future development in the borough. It will be used to determine planning applications and will update the policies and sites in the recently adopted local plan. As part of the first stage in the local plan review, the council published the call for sites, an opportunity for residents to send us details of potential sites to be considered in the plan. The draft statement of community involvement, asking for views on how the council will consult communities on planning matters, and the local development scheme, a timetable for the local plan review and other planning documents. Find out more, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/localplanreview for more details of these documents and consultations and for the latest news and updates on the local plan review.
Eastleigh Borough Youth Sessions. Have fun, meet new people, get support. Calling all young people in the local area. Spend your evenings having some fun with games and activities, meet new people, seek advice and support from highly skilled youth support workers. Check out our list of youth centres to find one near you. Energy Youth Centre, Eastleigh. Free drop-in youth sessions for 0 to 19-year-olds. On Tuesdays from 6pm to 8:30pm and on Thursday from 6pm to 8:30pm. Facilities: two pool tables, ping pong table, televisions, recording studio and music equipment, and craft materials, for example, glass paints, card making, fabric. Fryon Pavilion, Chandler's Forge. Free drop-in youth sessions for 0 to 19-year-olds or up to the age of 25 for tailored one-to-one support. On Thursdays, from 6pm to 8:30pm. Y-Zone Fair Oak. Free drop-in youth sessions for 0 to 19-year-olds or up to the age of 25 for tailored one-to-one support. Winter, Monday and Thursday, 6pm to 8:30pm. July marked the first anniversary of the partnership commissioned by the Council to provide youth services with 1,435 young people supported. Sessions are delivered in partnership with Youth Options and are commissioned by the Council to provide outreach and in-house sessions across the Eastleigh Town, Chandlers Ford and Fair Oak areas, with a separate outreach project in Burselton, Hamble and Netley.
Cost of living. Tackling the cost of living in the colder months. Energy efficiency and preparing for colder months. Save £50 by draft-proofing doors, windows and the loft hatch. Save £44, turn off lights and appliances when not in use. Save 10%, switch to LED light bulbs. Save £80, turn your thermostat down by 1 degree, 18 degrees minimum for vulnerable individuals. Working from home? Heat only the room you are working in and close the doors to the ones you're not using. For more ways to reduce home heating costs, visit energysavingtrust.org.uk. Hitting the cold spots. The Hampshire-based team at Hitting the Cold Spots offers advice on the grants available and ways to reduce your energy bills while keeping your home warm and healthy. Call 0800 804 8601 for more information or email staywarm@environmentcentre.com. Government automated winter support for heating. Warm home discount. The Warm Home Discount Scheme will be reopened in October. Check the government's website for up-to-date guidance. gov.uk/the-warm-home-discount-scheme. Cold weather payment. £25 a week if the average temperature in the area is recorded as or forecast to be 0 degrees Celsius or below over 7 consecutive days. Eligible residents in receipt of certain benefits or support for mortgage interest, SMI, will get automated payments. Winter fuel payment. Between £250 to £600 for those who were born on or before the 25th of September 1957 to help pay heating bills. You will get this automatically November to January if you are eligible, get a state pension or are in receipt of benefits. Some specific groups are required to claim direct and will not be contacted automatically. Search the website gov.uk for updates.
Food banks and pantries. Thrive Blackbird Community Fridge, Eastleigh. Pavilion on the Park, Kingfisher Road, Eastleigh. SO509LH. Open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, 9:30 a.m. to 12 noon. The Eastleigh Pantry. The Dove Suite, Pavilion on the Park, Kingfisher Road, Eastleigh. SO509LH. Open Monday, Wednesday and Friday, 9:30 to 12, Tuesday 4 till 6. £5 per visit for £15 plus worth of food per week. There are no restrictions on becoming a member. Eastleigh Basics Bank. Unit G6, Welps Place, Eastleigh. SO505PP. Open Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Food Centre, Hedge End. King's Community Church, Sovereign Place, Northern Road, Hedge End. SO304BZ. Open Mondays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hound Basics Food Bank, 30 Queensview, Netley Abbey. SO31 5AE, open Tuesdays and Thursdays 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
What's on? Enjoy an awesome autumn at the Burroughs Theatres. Don't miss the awesome autumn of entertainment at the Burroughs' two brilliant theatres. Crowd pleasers at the Point include tribute acts Think Floyd and Eastleigh boy Elio Pace, who brings his phenomenal Billy Joel album show tour to a close with a visit to his hometown venue. Marvellous Magic in Morgan and West's massive magic show for kids. And comic Ed Byrne tests the theory that humour equals tragedy plus time by mining the most tragic event in his life for laughs. An alternative festive programme features cosmic game show Astrology Bingo, spine-tingling puppetry in Yule, and a hot toddy of a burlesque show with a 100-watt club. There's lots for little ones, too, with Nick Cope's festive family concert and a chance to meet Santa at Eastleigh's Christmas Light Switch-On before the venue's studio theatre becomes an icy cave in Yeti, a free experience for under-fives and their grown-ups. Young children will love Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler's Tales from Acorn Wood, while older siblings are invited to take a seat in the immersive set of Kinder, a moving and poignant story of a Czech Jewish girl escaping to the UK on a Kinder transport train in the 1930s. The Point's regular favourites return, including the popular Two Good Tuesdays programme for babies and toddlers, including a new session for tiny dancers. A film and a friendly welcome are available to all at Inclusive Cinema. Take the opportunity to learn how to help our planet at Sustainability Hub, or join weekly classes for adults and young people in dance, theatre and crafts. Meanwhile, the Bury Theatre's Christmas show celebrates the 50th anniversary of Raymond Briggs's Father Christmas, with thousands of families expected to visit the venue in December. Comedy fans can enjoy live stand-up from big names such as Sam Avery, Jeff Norcott and Simon Evans, while there are even more chances to laugh your socks off in Looking for My Friend, a celebration of Victoria Wood's music, and Mum's the Word, an uplifting and honest show about motherhood, starring EastEnders' Cheryl Ferguson. There's Theatre for All the Family with Hancock's Half Hour and Dinosaur Adventure Live, while older children and adults will love the Dolly Parton-inspired Goodbye Jolene, jumping out of their seats in The Haunting and singing along to West End musical hits in Dreamcoat Stars. The Point contact details. For further information and to book tickets, visit thepointeastleigh, that's all one word, .co.uk, or phone the box office on 023 8065 2333. The Point Eastleigh, Lee Road, Eastleigh SO509DE. And the Bury Theatre contact details are, for further information and to book tickets, visit theburytheatre, that's all one word, .co.uk, or phone the box office on 023 8065 2333. And the address is the Bury Theatre, Wilden Lane, Hedge End, Southampton, SO304EJ.
Santa takes centre stage at the Bury Theatre. The highlight of the autumn and winter season at our theatres is the Bury Theatre's big festive show, Raymond Briggs' Father Christmas, from the creator of that other seasonal family favourite, The Snowman. This much-loved family story of a grumpy Father Christmas getting ready for a night's hard work on bloomin' Christmas Eve will bring festive cheer to all ages from 0 to 90. This year it's celebrating its 50th anniversary, a testament to its enduring popularity. In addition to his show at Hedge End's The Bury Theatre, Santa will also be making a guest appearance at the Eastleigh Christmas Light Switch-On in the town centre on Saturday the 18th of November, and will be welcoming the little ones to his grotto at the Point. There's an awesome autumn season of entertainment, events and experiences at the Point Eastleigh and the Bury Theatre in Hedge End, with top stand-up comedians, drama, burlesque, magic, loads of kids' stuff and a range of rewarding classes at the popular venues, which are owned and operated by Eastleigh Borough Council. To book tickets, the Bury Theatre, all one word, .co.uk/FatherChristmas.
Autumn events at the country parks. Walks and talks. Join a friendly group for a walk in one of Eastleigh's green spaces. Tuesday the 6th and 26th of September, 3rd and 17th of October, Lakeside, 1 p.m. Thursday the 7th and 21st of September, 5th and the 19th of October, Itchen Valley Country Park at 10 a.m. Wednesday the 20th of September and 18th of October, Hound, 10:30 a.m. Wednesday the 27th of September and 25th of October, Hamble, 10:30 a.m. Wednesday the 11th of October, Burzerton, 10:30 a.m. Hamble Peninsula Guided Walk. Tuesday the 19th of September, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. A cost of £4. A 7-kilometre circular walk along the rail trail to Hamble Village, including a refreshment stop back along the shore and through Royal Victoria Country Park, for people who enjoy walking at a reasonable pace and would prefer to be with a group. The guide is an experienced walk leader and has knowledge of local wildlife. Fungi Hooray, led by John Wright. Friday the 6th of October, 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. Cost £12. John Wright is one of the most experienced 4A leaders in Britain and has written many books on the subject. He will be sharing his wealth of knowledge, leading two 4As to identify the variety of fungi in the park. He still takes 4As every year for a variety of organisations, including River Cottage in Dorset. Halloween Trail. Saturday the 21st to Sunday the 29th of October, costs £3. Track the abominable animals to solve the clues and earn a prize. Pick up a pack from the Woodland Cafe between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Halloween Thrills and Fire Show. Tuesday the 31st of October. Cost from £7. Enjoy an evening of fantastic entertainment that will have you howling at the moon this Halloween. Fire juggling, zombie dance, marshmallow toasting and more. Join us if you dare. To book, visit itchenvalley.co.uk. Address, Itchen Valley Country Park, Allington Lane, West End, Southampton, SO303HQ.
Your community. Charlotte Mary Yong remembered on her 200th birthday. The council remembered the bicentenary of Charlotte Mary Yong's birth. The best-selling Victorian writer, admired by many of her peers, including Lewis Carroll and George Eliot, is important locally for giving Eastleigh its name. The statue of Charlotte has sat proudly on a bench outside Eastleigh Railway Station since 2015. Charlotte was one of the most prolific and best-selling novelists of the Victorian period, and at the forefront of charitable endeavours to develop good housing and facilities for the people of Eastleigh. In 1868, she donated £500 towards the parish church, the Church of the Resurrection, and was asked to choose which of the two merging villages the parish should be named after. She chose Eastleigh, but advised that the spelling should be changed to Eastleigh as we know it today. Remembrance 2023. the Eastleigh, Chandlers Ford and District Branch of the Royal British Legion will be holding their Festival of Remembrance at the Point, Eastleigh, on Sunday the 29th of October at 3 p.m. with the Band of the Hampshire Constabulary, Muriel French, singer, and the Goodnight Sweethearts New Forest Branch. Tickets are £12.50 and can be booked from the Point box office. All proceeds are in aid of the Poppy Appeal. Wessex Vale Crematorium is holding a service of remembrance on behalf of the branch on Saturday, the 4th of November at 2 p.m. An Armistice Day 11/11/11 service will be held from 10:45 on Saturday, the 11th of November at the War Memorial in Eastleigh Recreation Ground. Remembrance services and parades will be held around the borough on Sunday, the 12th of November. The council will again be placing the two large poppies on the bandstand to provide a very visual sign of support for this year's remembrance. People are encouraged to tie a poppy onto the bandstand on the Lee Road Recreation Ground to show their support and respect. Veterans Centre. Tail End Charlie Eastleigh Veterans Centre opened in August and will be running weekly every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at St Andrew's Methodist Church, Blenheim Road, Eastleigh SO505LQ. The centre has been set up by Digger and Aileen Gardner to help veterans in the borough of Eastleigh. To find out more, email inquiries at tailendcharlie, that's all one word, .uk, or call 01489 359 869.
Your Council. The three-year action plan adopted. The document that turns the Council's guiding strategy into a range of actions designed to support communities and improve lives across Eastleigh Borough has been adopted by the Council. The Corporate Plan, Three-Year Action Plan, identifies the outputs we need to deliver on the aims of the Corporate Plan 2023 to 2026. It's the blueprint that will guide the work of the Council over the next 3 years. The Corporate Plan is the detailed roadmap that sets out our vision to lead and support Eastleigh Borough and its communities under four priority themes: enabling a healthier Eastleigh, shaping places, protecting our environment, and creating homes and communities. There is also an internal focus on improving our organisation so that we can deliver the required actions. The action plan commits us to enabling improved quality of life for residents, promoting thriving and healthy people and places, supporting the local economy, and maintaining an attractive and sustainable environment that our residents value. It considers where we are now under each priority theme. It sets out what our aspirations are, then pledges our specific commitments and the enabling and supporting actions that need to be in place to achieve them. Council leader Councillor Keith House said, "We're proud of our record of delivering excellent services that improve the lives of our residents and support the communities that make up Eastleigh Borough. We approach the coming years with the confidence that comes from our strong record and a determination to meet the challenges on the horizon." The plan can be found at eastleigh.gov.uk. Keeping the electoral register up to date. Your household will have received a form recently from the Borough Council showing the names of residents who are currently registered to vote at your property. Please check this information to ensure the details are correct. If the information needs to be updated, please visit householdresponse, or one word, .com/Eastleigh to make any changes. The information is used to confirm who at your address is eligible to vote. This information can also be used when applying for credit, such as a mortgage or a personal loan. Not being registered can risk you being refused credit. Please help us by responding as soon as you can to prevent reminders being sent and to avoid the need for additional contact with you.
News Roundup, Chandlers Ford and Hiltonbury. Appointment of new clerk. Following the recent retirement of the long-standing clerk, Hilary Blaker has been appointed as the new clerk of Chandlers Ford Parish Council. Having previously worked within local schools, Hilary has worked within the parish council now for nearly 3 years. Her knowledge of the community and her experience with finance and local business makes her ideally suited for the role. Based at the Fryan Pavilion, Hilary intends to continue the good work of the parish council and hopes to increase community engagement by promoting the hard work of the team. Website promotes access. A new website has been set up to address access issues caused by out-of-date pavement furniture in the Chandlers Ford and Eastleigh area. It aims to help everyone in the community, particularly users of, for example, mobility scooters, wheelchairs and buggies, to use the local paths without obstruction from long-standing barriers, steps, gates, curbs and other obstacles. Residents can find out more and report obstructions to www.removethebarriers.co.uk. A list of 36 paths with unnecessary barriers was recently submitted, and of those, 32 have been accepted for improvements. CCTV tackles flooding risk. The risk of flooding in Chandlers Ford has been reduced after the Environmental Agency agreed to conduct 7 yearly CCTV surveys of culverts carrying the Monk's Brook, for which they have responsibility. Maintaining a watercourse and its banks and preventing blockages generally falls to the landowner, but it was accepted that it was unsafe for householders to access the concrete tunnels to make inspections. Work is important to ensure properties are insurable in a flood risk zone.
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local area committees, LAC, are made up of elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices, that's all one word, at eastleigh.gov.uk, or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 7 p.m. on the 20th of September and the 29th of November. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH, that's all lowercase, I'll repeat that, BIFOHH, or contact kitty.button@eastleigh.gov.uk or telephone 023 8068 8418. Burselden, Hamble le Rice and Hound, 6 p.m. the 21st of September and the 30th of November. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact ross.mclean@eastleigh.gov.uk. Telephone 023 8068 3367. Chandlers Ford and Hiltonbury, 7 p.m. on the 20th of September and the 15th of November. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CFH or contact guy.riddoch@eastleigh.gov.uk. Telephone 023 8068 3369. Eastleigh, 7 p.m. on the 26th of September and the 14th of November. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact guy.riddoch at eastleigh.gov.uk, telephone 023 8068 3369, and Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m. 25th of September and the 20th of November. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB. I'll repeat that, that's all lowercase, HEWEB, or contact ross.maclean at eastleigh.gov.uk, and the telephone number is 023 8068 3367.
Our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN. Telephone 023 8068 8000. Facebook and X, formerly Twitter, at Eastleigh BC. Website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news. Distribution period. We try to ensure that the dates featured or listed in the Borough News fall after the last copy is delivered. However, some events may occur during the delivery period. We try to avoid this, but we're keen that events get as much publicity as possible. Eastleigh Borough Council makes no representations, endorsements, warranties or guarantees, and is not liable for any loss or damage in relation to any advertisements placed in the Borough News. That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. This was the issue for autumn 2023 and was presented to you by Jenny, Margaret and Claire. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from Jenny.
Bye-bye.
Margaret.
Bye-bye.
And Claire. And Susie, our engineer. Goodbye.